Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Saturday night edition. We're kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff for you. It's all free, including the bulletin board system with over 50,000 posts, over 875 users. We're very near to the 900 point. So go ahead and sign up. It's totally free. There's lots of different topics, everything from fun stuff to downright serious conversation. All there at freetalklive.com. You should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about getting to New Hampshire and
no doubt
taking some real steps towards liberty, because I know that other people are taking steps too.
Mm-hmm.
And it for a lot of activists, it just seems like it's a drop in the bucket, you know, just a.
You mean when they're doing their activism where they are?
Right. Being an activist in a town where nobody cares, in a state where nobody cares.
Yep.
Here there's going to be 20,000 people.
As an activist for five, six years of my life, I can absolutely relate to the drop in the bucket feeling.
Yep.
It feels good when you're out there, you're giving out, for instance, World's Smallest Political Quizzes, you're doing the outreach. It feels good when you can connect with people and you can find those newbies, those people that didn't know, those people that come across you and come across the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message and just had no idea that there were other people out there like you. It's a good feeling still doing the activism, but it all still feels kind of hollow because it doesn't transfer into anything more than just, oh, there's people out there that think like me. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye. I mean, it's a rare case that somebody that you meet in public like that doing political outreach is going to turn into, you know, the next activist superstar. You're literally looking for the diamond in the rough. You're searching a haystack for a needle, basically.
And there's everybody who's in the liberty movement is even not in the liberty movement. People who think sort of, you know, have sort of libertarian thoughts. Generally, they don't talk to anybody on a regular basis or listen to a show that actually talks about liberty.
Right.
So, you know, they're colluded somewhat with anti-liberty thoughts. Well, sure. I think the government could handle this New Orleans thing, though. I mean, you know, obviously only the government could handle New Orleans.
And some of them might be afraid to talk to somebody else. I mean, they might be afraid to talk to their coworkers for fear that they'll think they're crazy. And it's unfortunate that today
my coworkers do think I'm crazy.
My mom thinks I'm crazy. Whatever. That's her prerogative. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, I'm just looking for the people that agree with me. If you think I'm crazy, that's what you feel however you want to. It doesn't have any effect on my life and how I do my outreach and my activism. You know, we want to find those people. And this show is an outreach show. It's not a political, you know, we're not backed up by a political party at all. In fact, no. I'll be the first to pick apart the Libertarian Party. I am very disappointed with them. I was on the phone with a radio station earlier this week, and he said to me, it was actually here in the area, it's one of those community radio stations, mm-hmm. low power stuff. I was talking to him about possibly getting the show in there because we don't have anything in this area. And I he was like, well, we can't have anything that's, you know, backed up by a political party. And I said, dude, we have no allegiance necessarily to a political party. I mean, the state Libertarian parties.
The Democrats are so totally running the station you're talking about.
Well, it's the commies, actually, that are running that station. But at least they do talk to me. Anyway, the Libertarian Party, great people at the state level. The national level, I got nothing really that great to say about them. I wish I could. I wish I could get on here and say that the national LP is the best political party. Okay, it might be the best political party, but that's not saying much. You know, their competition, they're laughable. Okay?
Well, I was going to say that is they're a far cry better than what
the Republicans and Democrats and Greens and all the rest of them.
Speaking of, no doubt. I'm going to go on and read this article about the patents thing.
Yes.
I have a request.
Okay.
I want you to, because you had sort of teased an article to me earlier about some Republican leader saying,
yes,
we've done all we can do with budget cuts. And
yes.
I've got it. I want to hear this.
Yes, the GOP House leader has said there's no more room to cut the federal budget. We'll come back to that later on.
I love that.
That'd be great. It'll be great for all you former Republicans.
Sorry, just we got to spend all these trillions.
And all you Republicans that are considering bailing on the Republican Party. It'll be good for you, too.
I did.
Yeah.
And I never felt better. All right. A little alliteration here for you. Pending problems with patents. You know something is horribly wrong when Apple has trouble patenting the iPod. But Nintendo has granted a patent for insanity in a video game that is. It's just a way. It's just way too easy to get a patent these days.
Mm.
By one estimate, more than 85% of all applications are ultimately approved, and way too difficult to challenge a frivolous one. Courts rule in favor of the patent holder about 2/3 of the time. A piece of major reform legislation that aims to address some of the patent system's underlying problems is currently making its way through Congress. Now, I know how interested you are in intellectual property, and we've talked about it many times on the show. So.
I'm really not that interested. I just find it it's a controversial issue on this show because mm-hmm. we're both on different sides of the coin.
We are. Unfortunately, it would help large corporations more than the small-time inventor who came up with the majority of useful inventions. Over the past two decades, the number of patents filed and granted has gone through the roof. Last year alone, there were nearly, take a guess.
2 million?
400,000 applications.
Okay.
The U.S. Patent Office simply cannot keep up. Yeah, that, and I
believe
no
they're bureaucrats.
If we spun this off privately, and I don't know how exactly it would work, but if they spun it off privately, it would work fine.
If it was done privately, it wouldn't work.
People.
If it was done privately, it wouldn't work anything like how it currently works.
Yeah.
You and I can't even envision how any sort of protections on so-called intellectual property would work. I wish I could, but I got nothing.
Yeah. As Adam Jaffe and Josh Lerner, co-authors of a book about the broken patent system, put it, the Patent Office views itself as an organization whose mission is to serve patent applications quickly at the lowest possible cost. That's why we end up with ridiculous patents like the one for a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a method of swinging on a swing, and a wristwatch for dogs that runs 7 times faster than a human watch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, none of those things deserve patents.
No, wait, why do you say that?
The method for swinging on a swing?
Oh, but what about the dog thing?
The wristwatch for dogs?
Yeah, that's kind of original.
It's all they're doing is making a wristwatch that runs 7 times faster.
But nobody's ever done that before.
I don't know whether I think that's entirely in and of itself worthy of a patent.
See, that's why this is all just so silly. That's why we just need to abolish the patent office completely and just let the market take care of it.
Well, I'm not going to say yes to that.
I know, because you're scared.
you're scared
of the free market.
I'm just scared.
That's exactly right.
Which brings us to the pickle that Apple finds itself in with the iPod.
Okay.
In several past weeks, the company has been denied a patent on the iPod user interface software, partly because a Microsoft researcher had filed a similar patent earlier. Last week, creative technology maker of the Zen MP3 player announced that it has been awarded a patent on the menu system used to select song tracks on many MP3 players, including the iPod. The fact that such systems are derived from older desktop applications like, say, Apple's iTunes, does not seem to have influenced the patent examiner's decision. Creative is also hinting that it might sue Apple. The current patent process...
See, this is... Okay, here's one of the problems with the way patents work, and I don't know if it's fixable. I don't trust the government to fix any of the existing problems, first of all. One of the problems here is, it sounds to me, let me sure I understand this right, Creative has sort of registered a patent that has a lot to do with the way Apple wants to register their patent.
Yes.
I mean, they have very similar products. And since Creative got their ball in the court first, or at least they got theirs approved, that means that if Apple has a similar product on the market, Creative can say, oh, patent infringement, lawsuit time, and then separate Apple from a few million dollars. Is that right? Should Creative be free to do that sort of thing? That's why this is nothing more than a monopoly privilege granted by the government. It's the government backing up one company or one inventor over another one. Like back, I think, I don't know if it was Alexander Graham Bell and some other dude was named John Gray, and they both kind of invented the telephone at the same time, but one of them got the patent in first. We're going to come back with more at your show.
Thomas Edison was an expert at that.
Take control.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health, It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves if you want to. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday Night Edition. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photographs. In fact, not just any photo, but a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live. Go get the details. It's not a beauty contest, girl. So, again, FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go for all the info that you need. Not to mention a bunch of other cool stuff. We're talking about patents. We are talking about a little situation with what appears to be Apple and Creative Labs, two competing technology companies. They both are manufacturers of MP3 players, the portable MP3 players that are, you know, so hip and cool these days, and a lot of people listen to Free Talk Live on, as a matter of fact.
But what's Thank God for the MP3 players.
Yeah. But what's going on behind the scenes is a little bit of a little bit of a tizzy over the software that runs the players. When you turn on your MP3 player, there's usually a little screen that flashes and it loads the system, and then you can start playing the music. It takes usually about 5 to 7 seconds for your MP3 player to turn on. That's because, like a computer, it has a little boot up phase that it has to go through, and so at that point, it's loading in the software. Now, what happened was Apple apparently attempted to patent their software
late,
and Creative Labs.
I don't think it's Creative Labs. It just says Creative. Creative Technology.
Okay, Creative decided that they were going to patent their software, which was awfully similar to what Apple had. And so the patent was granted...
And derived off of Apple's original software.
Got it. The patent was granted to Creative, but Apple somehow got hung up for some reason, mm-hmm. and we're not sure why. For all we know, Creative's got some lobbyists or some, you know, powerful people working
at the ball is essentially what the article says.
Okay. Anyway, Creative got the patent, and Apple didn't. And now Creative's thinking about suing Apple because Apple is so similar to the patented creation that Creative had, mm-hmm. even though Creative kind of borrowed some ideas from Apple in the first place. This is how twisted, this is how sick the patent law system is. It allows this legal wrangling, it allows these stupid lawsuits that if there wasn't patent law, then these lawsuits wouldn't be going on. It'd be impossible. You'd just be borrowing good ideas, and may the best producer win. May the company that can produce the best piece of hardware and the best software win out the day. It may be Apple, it may be Creative, it may be SanDisk, it may be Samsung. But who cares what the damn menu system looks like? It's just giving somebody an excuse to file a lawsuit, and I think it's wrong.
Well, I'm of the opinion that if you create something like a computer program or a song or a book, that you should be compensated for that item. And
you should be compensated when you sell that item.
Well, what if somebody decides to take your whole book and photocopy it and then sell it for 50 cents cheaper than you were? That doesn't seem fair to me.
Well, if somebody was to do something like that, you're talking about they would be doing in this day and age, correct?
Sure.
Okay, well, you would be able to market your book as the original book written by Manwich, How to Be a Manwich by Manwich, and if, you know, I took it and slapped my name on it as far as I was representing myself as the person who wrote it, you'd easily be able to run an advertising campaign saying, don't be fooled by the imposters. Look for the special seal of approval that only appears on real Manwich
material.
What
if you didn't do it? What if Ballantine Books did it? Now, how am I going to beat Ballantine Books with my advertising campaign? They're going to way out-advertise me.
Well, I don't have an answer for that, Manwich, because we're not in a situation like that. But I would imagine it has something to do with getting some publicity, you know, getting the Consumer Report magazines, because we've talked about the free market plenty of times, and you would agree with me that if we had a free market, it would mean that there's very little government out there, right?
And you would agree with me that it's very difficult to get free publicity, because we've tried here for Free Talk Live. We want free publicity all the time.
Yes, it may very well be difficult, but if you've got a controversy, I mean, if these are some of the controversies that erupt as a result of having a free market, is that people are stealing other people's ideas, then I think there would be some press agencies that would be interested in covering those controversies and revealing who the true original product was, for instance. You know, you want to find out what the real deal is, come here to learn about, like those antique road shows, for instance, where people bring their antiques to these experts and they say, well, it looks like this was made back in the 1700s and it's worth XYZ. I mean, they can know just by looking at something whether or not it's the original or if it's a ripoff. And I just think that something like that would just become more prominent. And again, Manwich, we are totally speculating here. Neither you nor I know what it would be like if tomorrow morning we were to wake up and find out that patent law was gone entirely.
We both would agree that some kind of private entity would do a better job than the government.
Now, okay. I don't agree with you there.
I don't know if a private entity is going to work, because I think that perhaps you need coercion on this. I just don't know.
Let's go to the phones. To Adam in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, I was at the DMV earlier, and when they asked me if I wanted to register to vote, I decided it would be time to change my party affiliation to Libertarian.
So congratulations.
Okay.
Did they know how to spell that?
Well, there's a little checkbox, you know.
You got the Libertarian Party actually has a checkbox in Maryland?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
That's pretty cool. Here in Florida, you actually have to write it in.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, you guys are talking about patents.
Yes, sir.
And earlier you were talking about eminent domain, and were you arguing with a lawyer? I caught the tail end of that.
Manwich was.
I happened to go to a one of these Chamber of Commerce events, and I was seated next to or very close to a gentleman who was a lawyer for the county and conservation, and I didn't get everything, you know. But he did support the whole eminent domain idea.
Okay, didn't he say that eminent domain will stop progress?
No. He felt that that not having eminent domain would allow people, whack jobs like Ian, for instance, to stop progress.
Hmm.
You know, like,
standing in the way of progress.
They need to build a road, and there's Ian out there waving his libertarian flag.
Stubborn property owners that actually have some sort of semblance of conceptualization of property rights.
Yeah, because what I found interesting is because I think pens stop progress.
Why, now, why is that?
Because, okay, when you got people patenting ideas such as, like, floating cameras and software or games,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a ridiculous patent right there, you know? I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
The floating camera?
Yeah.
Well, I would think that you would be able to patent, it would seem fair to me that you could patent a certain type of flotation device for cameras or whatever, but that the whole idea of a floating camera wouldn't be sacrosanct.
Within video games, not a physical camera, though.
Oh, somebody has patented the idea of a floating camera within a video game?
Yeah, I'm not sure which company.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So basically, they've patented a digital concept. Basically.
A way of drawing. No, sorry.
It just goes too far. It's just like any government program. The original intentions may have been good, man, which we're going to protect inventors. But the results of the patent law has been the complete opposite. We've talked about those corporations that allow you to learn how to patent your invention and that sort of thing, which are basically a group of scam artists that are very tricky.
We don't know all the corporations.
No,
some
of them are this way. Some of them are this way. They exist to trick gullible inventors out of their patents. And then they steal them. Basically, they legally steal them from them, and the inventor is left with nothing.
Guys, can you do a line?
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on, Adam. 800-259-9231.
What did he say about doing a line?
Let's just leave that alone.
More than what he said.
Your show, take control. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the live Saturday night edition. Take control.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with No B.O. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat, and the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No B.O. deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-B-O. That's 1-888-881-6626, or visit no-bo.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday Night Joe, we're here live, Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, and it's totally free. You should sign up for the updates, though, if you want to find out the latest about what's going on with Free Talk Live, because we'll send you out an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course. Just go straight to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones and to the fun, back to Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I do think that intellectual property does should have some protection, because without
who should protect it, though?
Who? Well, I guess laws, but...
But it's clear the law has failed it. It's clear that the law has put inventors in jeopardy, and it has put certain people behind the ball, while more politically connected companies are in front of it.
Okay, well, how about like just a five-year limit, kind of like medicine?
I think medicine's a little longer than that, but
10 years or so.
I thought it was 17. But either way... Here's one of those things that I believe is going to benefit from a libertarian America. I think that you're going to see a superior patent office come out of the rubble when the libertarians take over, or we get a smaller government in place. I think that you'll find that this will run better.
Do you think that people might not want to come up with new ideas because other people will steal them immediately when they come out the market?
Yeah, that's my thought.
No, I don't believe that. And I actually just did a quick Google search over the break. It's unfortunate. What I put in was a world without patents, and the third item down is Chapter 4, Innovation Without Patents. Now, it's huge. It's way too long for us to even consider reading, but it looks to be a PDF file written by some economists who are arguing that competition is more intense, the amount of innovation is higher, the amount of products that come out is larger if patents are not around. And I've seen economists arguing this. I've read another paper by Stephen Kinsella from the Mises Institute about the abolishment of intellectual property laws. There are a lot of intellectuals out there. And again, it's so intellectual, we couldn't possibly... I mean, I don't really have my head wrapped around it because simply I haven't had the time to read through the material. There's so much of it. I've yet to see a good, you know, three-paragraph argument for abolishing patents. But the arguments are out there. It's just that it's way too detailed for us to even touch right now. So I think that we're all just sort of speculating as to what would happen. But there are definitely some people that have done some research and, you know, looked into different areas around the world where patents have not existed and then at one point came into existence and saw competition stifled, saw innovation stifled at that point. And we can certainly look at our system today, and I think all three of us on this show right now would agree that the system today certainly is not what we intended it to be.
Yep.
Adam, any final thoughts for us?
Well, yeah, I want to say something about New London.
Oh, yes, eminent domain. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's in the Fifth Amendment, it says that you can take public property if it's for public use, right?
Right, whatever that means.
Okay, well, if these offices and hotels and the convention center, if they go up, I say that everybody in Connecticut go and stay in there for free.
It's the public use.
Well, that would make sense. I think they're going to be building a Pfizer company. The Pfizer company is going to be building on there.
Yeah, so you should be able to go and rummage through their offices and stuff.
Right.
Free Viagra.
Hey, maybe this won't be so bad after all. Thank you for the call, Adam. We appreciate
it,
man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So per your request, man, which this from the Advocates for Self-Government. GOP House leader says there's no room to cut the federal budget.
This is amazing. These are the small government Republicans.
Yes, this is just shocking news. In case you didn't know, House Majority Leader Senator Tom DeLay from Texas, excuse me, not senator, he's a representative, wins hands down the award for the single most mind-bogglingly absurd political comment of most of recent weeks, if not years. Fiscal conservatives have expressed alarm over the Bush administration's proposal to spend anywhere from $60 to $200 billion or more in the New Orleans disaster relief effort. Many argue that this money should at least be raised by cutting unnecessary federal spending, rather than by still more deficit spending. But that's just not possible, countered Representative DeLay.
In a
press conference after the president's proposal, get this, DeLay said that Republicans have done such a stellar job of slashing federal spending during the past decade that there's simply no place left in the federal budget where further cuts are even possible.
Does this jerk think that we're this stupid? I mean, really, Mr. DeLay. Do you really mean to tell me that there's no room to slash the budget with the trillions of dollars that you take from Americans and all these politicians take for their pork belly projects back home?
Here's what he has to say. These are his words exactly. Quote, "My answer to those that want to offset the spending is, sure, bring me the offsets. I'll be glad to do it. But nobody has been able to come up with any yet. Yes, after 11 years of Republican majority, we have finally pared the federal budget down pretty good. They've done it all, Manwich. 11 years later, the government has been slashed down to size. It has been cut down.
Bigger than it was under Clinton.
They lobbed it off at the knees.
These nincompoops expect me to believe this. The government is now significantly larger than it was under Clinton, and you expect me to believe that you've done all you can to cut it. What does Rush Limbaugh, fiscally conservative Rush Limbaugh, have to say about this ludicrous, asinine statement by the Republican majority leader of the House of Representatives?
I don't know what Rush would say, but I would predict it would be rah rah rah, way to go team.
I mean, really, Rush, I believed
you
in maniacs.
You.
I really believed in you, Rush. I believed that you were about small government. I believed in the Republican Party for, it must have been a decade.
You've been fooled.
And they're not. They're lying. They don't want
lie after lie after lie. And why is it that these Republicans continue to believe it? Why do they continue to vote for these morons? Well, here's what the arch-conservative New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper said in response to these allegations by Tom DeLay. They said, that has to be the lie of the year.
The poppycock.
The only thing congressional Republicans have pared down is the party's reputation. According to the paper, DeLay is guilty of, quote, lying to the American people about how their government is being run. The San Diego Union leader similarly said, quote, since the GOP took over Congress in 1994, the supposed party of small government has presided over the largest expansion of federal spending since the New Deal. And no, that doesn't count the post-9/11 spikes in military and homeland security spending. You can cut those out of the picture, and it's still the largest increase since the New
Yep.
Deal. Add those in.
Republicans wouldn't believe you if you told them this. It's just like that lawyer I was talking to.
Yeah, you'd be accused of being a heretic. Or something.
No, that can't be so. They wouldn't do that.
How dare you talk about our president that way?
It's just like the lawyer that I was talking to on Thursday about the Kelo case. He didn't believe that the government wouldn't give people a fair price for their homes.
You know what I think it is, man? Which I think that all these people, these Republicans and Democrats, the people that even pay attention, because there's most of America doesn't even pay attention. They don't care about politics one iota. They're so into their own lives. What I think it is it's all about the personalities for these people, for these Democrats and Republicans. I mean, if you ever listen to any other political talk show, It's all about, well, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so said that, and this guy did this, and this guy did that. Look at our team. Yay, team. And they don't actually look at the results. They don't look at what's actually being done.
They call it Hollywood for ugly people.
I agree. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. More blatant lies coming up. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to make the call, now's the time to do it. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can get the streaming. It's free. We've got the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, totally free, as it always has been, freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about this article from the Advocates for Self-Government. The title, GOP House Leader Says There's No More Room to Cut the Federal Budget. 11 years of Republican rule in Washington, D.C., and we have cut it down to the barest of the bare minimums. Slice and slash, we have lobbed off all of the unnecessary programs, and I swear I've been digging and I can't find anything else. I've asked people to give me something to cut, and they just can't find it.
Please, let me go up there.
Maybe he could just cut out his eyes or something like that. It'd make me feel better.
What he needs to do is hire Men, which is a consultant, and I will come up there and I will pare down the government. Wouldn't that be great?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. One of the well-known libertarians, Michael Cloud, I think he's from the Center for Small Government, he put out an article recently suggesting that if, for instance, you if, for instance, we were able to elect a libertarian to office, to some sort of decision-making office, that they could basically put a bounty on the laws. So think of it this way. You get into office, Manwich, and you put out a proclamation saying, we want law bounty hunters. What I want you to do, Free Talk Live listeners, is to find the laws that you think that we could cut, the government programs that you think that we could cut, and, you know, get us all the information on those programs, get us all the details and what they cost per year, how much we would save if we cut these programs. So what would happen is, I'd come to you, Manwich, and say, Commissioner Manwich, here's my proposal. We are going to cut back, let's say we're in just a little town or something. We're going to cut back $500,000 off of the town budget of $3 million. So I figured out a way to cut $500,000 of waste out. What you would do
is... You deserve a check.
Exactly. You would offer a bounty. You'd offer 10% of the amount that you would be saving. So
for the first year.
Have you read this too?
No, I can just tell you that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah. So if a citizen comes in with a great plan, they're going to lob $500,000 off. They get a $50,000 check, after the first year, after the programs have been gone for a year.
It needs to be a complete plan. You can't just say, let's cut road spending.
Yeah, a workable plan as far as how to do it. So then they cut them the check for that first year. After that, the programs are gone for good, and the city's saving $500,000 a year. So the first year, they only save $450,000 a year for that first year. Then the next year, the full savings goes into effect. That, I think, would very quickly cut down the size of the government.
It sure would.
It'd give people an incentive to figure out how to cut government. Now, anyway, with that, we return to the article from, actually, no, we don't return, because Joe in Maryland is on with us. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. What's up?
kind of don't believe you didn't hear what Rush had to say about DeLay's comment.
No, I don't listen to that garbage.
I can't
even do
it, really.
But I understand that what he said was that Tom DeLay was just speaking tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, is that right?
He's kidding, everybody. He's kidding.
That's what he said.
Well,
and I...
He really thinks we're stupid.
Apparently. I mean, what...
Amazing.
You'd think that a politician would know better than to joke in front of cameras?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
he was joking,
but I think probably Lush was trying to cover his butt like a good Republican lapdog that he is.
Did you call him Lush?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lush Rimbaugh.
Yeah. Our buddy with the drug problem.
Yeah, well, that's okay. If he'd only be more honest about his drug problem. If he would actually... I would have been so shocked and astounded if Rush would have come out after that whole fiasco and said, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I've changed. I have taken the hand from behind my back, and I've removed it to the front of my myself, and I've realized that...
Placed it in my trousers.
I need to change my mind about this war on drugs. We need to... I am the perfect example of a responsible drug user, and now's the time to end the war on drugs completely. I mean, he could have reversed himself. He could have come out and used himself as an example of somebody who was able to go to work every single day, even though he was flying high on oxycodone.
Yes, indeed.
And of course, he didn't, because he's a coward.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. Joe, anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. I just thought you might want to know.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate the info. 800-259-90, you too. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello. Hey, Gene.
Am I there now?
You're here.
Okay. Ian, I got a question for you.
Indeed.
Okay, well, I know that you don't believe in God.
Nope.
But I have a question for you anyway, and this is kind of a what-if question, all right?
Okay.
Okay, what if you're standing before God, and he's ready to send you down to your mission on earth?
Hmm.
Okay, so he gives you a choice. He says, I'll give you a choice between brains and a permanent rash on your fanny. Which one are you going to choose?
Brains and a permanent rash on my fanny. Well, I think I'll take my brains.
Well, good. I'm glad to see you learned your lesson.
Is there a joke there, Gene? Because I'm slow.
That's a joke. Come on, you're supposed to laugh. That's a joke.
I'm slow. Manwich didn't even get it.
I don't get it either.
He didn't get it. He learned his lesson. You know, last time he chose the permanent rash on his fanny. This time he's decided to take the brain. You see?
But he has... I don't know whether he has a... permanent rash in his fanny.
Thanks for the try, Gene. Try again some other time. 800-259-9231.
Somebody's going to call and explain that to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not.
Okay. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. This is what I meant to do.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, but these are the remaining moments. So if you want to do it, now's the time. 800-259-9231. You can amp Free Talk Live. What's that mean, man? Which amp?
It means that we're looking for money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Yeah, actually, we just had somebody upgrade their AMP account last night. We had somebody go from silver to platinum.
We must have said something they liked.
I don't know, but I like that because all we're asking for is $3 a month. We've had some people go much higher than $3 a month, but that's all we're asking. You know, it's a couple cups of coffee in 1 month. If you can withhold on a couple cups of coffee, you can really help Free Talk Live spread the word of liberty and freedom around the country and around the globe, because this is an internationally listened to show. And what we're going to do is we'll take your $3 a month and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We're going to use it in radio industry advertising. Mm-hmm. We're going to use it in more internet targeted advertising for the show. Get more radio listeners, get more internet listeners, get more amplifiers. It's just going to be a process. We're going to get more and more and more and bigger. And soon the words of freedom and liberty will be all over the place with Free Talk Live.
As we get new, as we increase amplifiers, we have different breakpoints that we are going to do new and special things for the audience.
That's true.
Including,
there's some incentives.
If we reach our when we reach our final goal, we're cutting commercials out.
I think that's the most exciting one. Yeah, because once we reach our goal at the AMP program, and again, you can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We show you not only the progress that we have, we also show you where we're spending the money. And, of course, we acknowledge the amplifiers that want to be acknowledged. We have some who want to be anonymous, but most of them don't mind associating their name with the program. It's pretty cool.
So help us spread freedom, get fewer commercials.
There you go.
Good deal.
And, hey, maybe we can actually get some freedom out of it after a while. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this nutcase, Tom DeLay. He has claimed that there's no more room. We can't cut government anymore, he says. Well, the San Diego union leader said this. Since the GOP took over Congress, the supposed party of small government has presided over the largest expansion of federal spending since the New Deal, and that does not count the post-9/11 spikes in military and homeland security spending. This binge has only accelerated with a Republican president in office. No wonder the president blithely touts a $100 billion-plus rebuilding of Nolens without outlining how to pay for it. His indifference to running up $1 trillion in total debt since 2001 shows that it might as well be Monopoly money to him. And it actually is,
it is Monopoly money.
If Mr. DeLay actually believes what he said, then he's clearly lost touch with reality, wrote John Berthound, president of the National Taxpayers Union, you know, people that pay attention to this sort of thing. After all, he says, total federal spending, aside from interest, has increased 79% since 1995, the area of time where the Republicans took control. 79% increase in federal spending. What more do I need to say? I mean, I really don't even need to go on. You want to talk about small government? These people are nuts. These people have nothing to do with small government. They grow government in the variety that they like to have big government.
Read that number one more time.
79% increase in federal spending with setting aside the interest since 1995, much greater than the inflationary increase in prices of 28%. So inflation's only gone up 28%. The spending, 79%. Republicans have dramatically increased the size of government to an extent not seen since Richard Nixon was in the White House. Amazing stuff. Thanks, small government Republicans. Big joke. We're going to come back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We will see you then. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Till then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Have a great night, everybody.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.